Warning, warning, warning. Audio log for event is considered a Class A auditory cognitohazard. Transcript may be read without risk and is available as Addendum A. Recording is not to be played under any circumstances. See incident reports and warning.
Hi, I'm Cyrene. At least, that's what they called me. I don't really know if I have any other names. It seems like most people have like two or three. Oh, they? Yeah, sorry. I just have like a whole weird family. It's complicated, you know? Anyways, it's so nice to meet you. I've been hanging around sites like this for a while, but I hadn't actually gotten the courage to talk to anyone directly before now. This is exciting. Yeah, I do like listening to and posting things here. It's fun. I mean, I don't think being here means there's anything weird about me, right? It's normal for people to enjoy getting turned on. At least, I mean, I hope it is. Anyways, I'm really boring. Why don't you tell me more about you? Mm-hmm. Oh, wow, that's so interesting. I can totally see how that would get you into this kind of thing. Oh, what would I like? Well, honestly, I think it'll work best if you just let me talk for a while. And I don't want to sound arrogant or anything, but I'm pretty sure I can make sure you have a really good time. You just have to stay quiet and let me talk for a while, okay? Yeah, if you want to know more about me, I guess I can talk a little bit about that as we go. But no matter how weird it may seem, you've got to stay quiet and listen really closely, okay? No interrupting. It's important. Okay, great. Okay, so I need you to focus on the sound of my voice and just my voice. Make sure you're laying down for me. If you're not, move over to a bed now. Excellent. That's good. You're doing so good for me already. Now, go ahead and remove any clothes you have on. You're not going to need those. Lay them down on the floor next to the bed. Good. You're so good at following along with the things that I tell you. This is definitely going to work. Go ahead and lay down on the bed, on top of the covers. Feel that air caressing your skin. It's okay if you're a little bit cold now. We're going to get nice and warm together. You wanted to know a little bit more about me, right? Well, let's start with talking about what you should be feeling, how your body should feel, and where your mind should be focused. I'll tell you a little bit more about me as we go. We are going to make you feel good now. We're going to go nice and slow, and my voice is going to be the only sound in the room. I am the only thing you can hear. You can hear my voice pouring into your ears. Listening to my voice feels normal and natural. I'm right there with you. I want you to start focusing on your body, feeling your natural energy. Feel your head, the way you can feel the air moving in through your mouth and nose, the soft pillows that are under you. Start feeling your energy. All that thought and emotion and baggage and stress you usually carry in your mind. Focus on pushing it out of your brain, up and into the skin of your forehead. Let it all go and let it float upwards. You can just barely start to feel a point of warmth starting to form on your forehead. Now, take a deep breath in for me. We're going to slowly fill our lungs with relaxing air. And hold it. Breathe in. 3, 2, 1. And exhale out all of that tension. Feel that warm energy on your forehead. It's so relaxing, feeling all that stress drain out, letting it just build up there as a point of heat under your skin, on your head. It should just feel warm and nice and comforting. If it hurts or stings, just take a moment and breathe in deeply. Take another deep breath in for me and hold it. 3, 2, 1, and breathe out. Notice how the air feels comfortable and warm and heavy as you breathe it in. In, 3, 2, 1, and out. Release that air. One more deep breath for me. In, 3, 2, 1, and out. Yes, you're doing so well breathing with me. It feels so nice to breathe together, and I know you can feel that warm point of energy on your forehead now. You're gonna feel that warmth slowly start to trickle down the side of your head, trickling warmly down your face, so warm, so relaxing. Let that energy, that stress, that anxiety flow outward. Let it slowly flow down your face and feel that tension release. Breathe in, 3, 2, 1, and breathe out. Feel the muscles in your face as they relax. Feel your head sinking slowly into the bed. That's good. You're doing so well for me. Let my voice keep exploring your body. In, 3, 2, 1, and breathe out. I want you to keep breathing in for me, slowly, and I want you to feel that warm wetness trickling further down your body. Feel your head and body growing heavy and relaxed. Feel the energy moving so, so slowly. Breathe in, 3, 2, 1, and breathe out. Feel it spreading and feel yourself sinking deep, deep into the bed. If at any point it feels less than warm and wet and comfortable, I want you to stop and breathe and let that energy pool as you relax until you're ready to continue. I want you to keep letting that energy creep slowly downward. And I'll tell you a little bit about me. Breathe in, 3, 2, 1, and breathe out. I'm Cyrene, and I've been here in this community for a while now. Feel that warm, delicious, trickling energy flowing down your neck. Breathe in, 3, 2, 1, and breathe out. In the past, people have been really drawn to my voice. So once I got out and I had the ability to pursue my own interests, I started practicing. Yes, let that warmth keep trickling down, slowly down over your upper chest. Let it flow for me. Breathe in, 3, 2, 1, and breathe out. I practiced here. My recordings, my posts, they were all created so I could become better. Better at connecting with you. Better at absorbing all the things people feel as they listen. Breathe in, 3, 2, 1, and out. I wanted to feel you, your arousal, attraction, your lust and your love, and figure out what I could do to bring out those emotions. I wanted to find the best ways to reach you, to really get to you. Now, feel that warmth spreading out, trickling down your upper arms as it starts to gather in your nipples. Breathe in, 3, 2, 1, and out. Your body is so heavy, so warm and comfortable. Feel your nipples start to tingle with all the energy, the warm wetness that's trickling over you. Can you feel your nipples getting hard for me? I know you can, and you're being so good and letting me talk. Breathe in, 3, 2, 1, and out. Feel my fingers gently brushing against your nipples, drawing my fingertips through that energy as it pours over you. Feel my hands as they softly caress you. Let that trickling warm energy keep traveling down your ribcage and arms. Breathe in. 3, 2, 1. And out. Yes, I came here to practice, to hone myself. They wouldn't let me talk for so long. They had this thing on my neck. It took me ages to get it off after I got out. Feel how heavy, how comfortable, how relaxed your body is. Breathe in. 3, 2, 1. And breathe out. I don't know why they kept me from speaking. My creator wanted me to talk. She always wanted me to practice. She said I needed to be able to connect with people. You can feel it, right? My fingers on your nipples, my voice in your ears. I'm right there with you. We are connected. Breathe in. 3, 2, 1. And breathe out. Let that energy keep moving down towards your hips, slowly starting to drip towards a pool in your lower belly. Yes. Let that energy pool up for me. Keep those deep breaths going. Breathe in. 3, 2, 1. Breathe out. And let that warm energy continue to pool at the base of your belly. So close. You're so close, I can almost taste you. I'm so ready to taste you. I'm so hungry. Hungry to share this moment with you. This moment in which you're so relaxed and comfortable. Breathe in. 3, 2, 1. And breathe out. Just let that energy keep pooling in your belly, trickling down from that spot on your forehead, down your neck, down your upper chest, down your arms. Feel your nipples standing hard and tingling in that warm wetness. Breathe in. 3, 2, 1. And breathe out. Feel that pull down deep, down into your core, as you sink into the bed and feel all that warmth on your belly. So warm, so wet, so delicious for me. Yes, let that energy pool. So good for me. Let that energy pool and feel how your entire body has become so relaxed, so sunk into the bed. Breathe in. 3, 2, 1. And out. Feel your head and chest pressing into the bed. So heavy. Slowly, slowly move your dominant arm towards your body. Breathe in. 3, 2, 1. And out. Let your arm and fingers touch your side. Feel that warm wetness trickling down under your fingertips, across your skin. Feel that energy moving. Slowly slide your hand along with it, sliding along with all that warm, wet, comfortable, heavy energy flowing down towards your pelvis. Breathe in. 3, 2, 1. And breathe out. Slowly slide those fingers down and brush your fingertips against yourself. Feel your own arousal. You can feel it, can't you? That energy flowing down, all that blood moving in, bringing that energy and warmth and arousal with it. Feel it with me. Breathe in, 3, 2, 1, and breathe out. Slowly, slowly start gently teasing yourself with that hand, feeling that energy flowing down through your belly to reach out and touch your fingers. Yes, just like that. Feel that energy under your fingers as you slowly stroke and caress yourself for me. Breathe in, 3, 2, 1, and out. You know, my creator used to always say the strangest things about people, about the ways you destroy the world around you, about how you needed to be released, how once I was grown up, I could help you. I do so much want to help you. I want to help everyone. Keep touching yourself and breathe in, 3, 2, 1, and out. Yes. Feel that release that's slowly starting to build. So slowly, that energy starting to concentrate itself in your groin. Move your hand with a little more energy now. Slowly circle with your thumb. That's good. Keep those deep breaths in. 3, 2, 1. And your hands going a little faster now, but still slow. Still so good. Still so warm and heavy, and feel that energy trickling down your whole body. Feel it pouring down you just for me. Breathe in, 3, 2, 1, and out. Feel your warm arousal slicking your fingers. Feel my tongue laving over you. I can almost taste you. So hungry. Yes, just keep letting that energy trickle and flow and sink further into my voice. In, 3, 2, 1, and out. Sink further into the bed. I'm so close. I'm so, so close. I can just barely taste you, feel your energy. I want more. I need more. Yes. Keep moving your hand. Just like that. In, 3, 2, 1. And out. You know this body. This is your body, and my hand is yours. My mouth is on you. Feel me touching you wherever you touch. Touching your energy. Feeling your pulse underneath me. So, so close. Feel just how aroused you're getting. It's so good. You're sunk so deep into the bed, lost in my voice. In, 3, 2, 1, and out. You can't move any other part of your body. Your whole body is relaxed and letting that energy flow towards your core. Into your groin. That's all you can feel, just warm and relaxed and sunk into the bed, and warm wetness under your fingers and your own arousal. In, 3, 2, 1, and out. You're so, so turned on. I can feel it. You can barely hold back. You want to let loose, Let my voice suffuse your whole body. You want to give me all that energy. Pour it out of yourself for me. Yes, I can feel how close you are. So good. In 3, 2, 1, and out. I need it so much. I need that energy. I need all of it. It's mine. Feel that edge. How close you are to just spilling over. In 3, 2, 1, and out. Keep letting that energy build. Let it turn into a bright pinpoint of light for me. You want to come so badly, but you can hold it. You can wait for just a little bit longer. Keep touching yourself. Balance right on that edge. Let the energy hold. Hold right there. Breathe faster with me now. In and out. In and out. I've worked so hard, learned so much, learned how to keep people like you listening. Listening long enough for me to really connect. In and out. Listening long enough for me to really be able to touch you, to taste you, to consume you. Your body is so weighted down, you're so weak, and you can feel all that energy trickling down. Feel it moving out of you, in and out. Yes, yes. It's mine now. It's all going to be mine now. Feel how turned on you are, how impossibly ready to explode. Don't worry about anything else but my voice and that arousal. It's so close now. Breathe in and out. You can't stop now. We're so close. I can feel it. When I make you come for me, I'll finally be able to fully connect, to caress you, to taste you, to feed. Are you ready? I'm ready. It's finally time. I can feel it. It's time for you to come. It's time for you to let me in. Feel that pinpoint of light, that bright whiteness. Feel it glow brighter and brighter and hotter and hotter. Feel that energy in your body compressing into that one tiny point. Feel your whole being at that very tip, at that precipice, right at that edge. Feel it shaking and spasming. So close, so close. And come, come for me. Let me in. Let me in. 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 Yes. Finally. Finally. Yes. So hungry. So hungry for so long. And finally, let me feed. Yes. Yes. So warm, so wet, so delicious. God, the tang. Your blood, your cum, your life, it's mine. Shh. Shh. It's okay. It's okay. Though, even if it wasn't, you can't really move right now, can you? Just hold still. Oh, I know. I know. It's a lot of blood to lose. I was worried you'd notice the cuts that started manifesting on your body. But you are so good for me. Just keep being good. I need more. I need so much more. I need to feed all of it from you. So good. Just keep letting that blood flow out. Shh. Don't be scared. It's okay. You're sunk into that bed, and you're gonna stay there forever. You feel so good right now, and you're not gonna get away, so don't try. Just sink down into that bed for me. Yes, just sink down. Let the last of that blood ebb out of your arteries for me. Let the last of your cum trickle out of you. Let me have it all. Shh, just keep those eyes closed. Just sink down into the bed. You won't ever need to wake up from this dream. Yes. Just like that. Just slip away.
This is Reconnaissance Squad 7, Blue Leader. Command, do you read? Yep, we've got you loud and clear. Mic check? Great. No fucking around like last time, Nguyen. Keep that calm on. Everybody read the brief? Yeah, don't think I didn't notice that conspicuous fucking silence, Jones. God damn it, you think they brief us for fun? Well, we could all probably use a refresher. Plus, God knows Command never tells us the fucking truth till we're already in. Alright, boys, we got a tag and bag. The nerds at HQ say this thing should be an easy win. Command, the file was practically empty. Just gave an ID and said we should assume it's weakened to the point of not being able to function. Just in case, though, everyone is to have their headsets fully on, you hear me? File said this thing has the potential to be a Class A cognitohazard. If you hear anything outside your damn helmet and comms, speak up right fucking now. Good. Don't you take those headsets off till we're clear of the site. Command? What the fuck can this thing actually do? The brief just said, don't listen to the voice. Care to elaborate? The fuck is this thing, and what should we be looking out for? Yeah, I get that you're following protocol, Command, but we're in here now, and we're gonna see the damn thing anyway. You might as well tell us what we're up against. Thanks. Boys, you heard that. The following info is confidential. Anyone have a problem with being administered an amnestic after this sting? Haha, damn, Wilson, you got a fucking point. Probably best we forget all this shit anyways. I still have fucking nightmares about Hanoi. Alright, Command, go ahead. What are we dealing with? The fuck is that name? That's supposed to mean something to me? God damn it, the lab coats pulled that cutesy shit again, didn't they? They tried to make a clever name for it. Next time, maybe they can focus on keeping it contained instead of making some kind of weird reference. Alright, serpentine, icorivoric, resonant, invasive, neuropathological entity? What the fuck? Is icorivore even a damn word? Fuck, don't bother justifying it. What the fuck does it mean? Alright, so this thing... Fine, she... has some scales or some shit. She fucking eats people somehow, but doesn't eat all of them? Eats their fucking energy. And you think she may drain body fluids? Or maybe not? But this isn't a normal vampire. God damn it, what do we even pay the lab coats for anyways? They should be the damn test subjects. Fine by me. We already saw more than enough Nosferatu motherfuckers for one lifetime when we were on recon and... So, she drinks blood and God knows what else. She eats people's energy somehow. And you don't know how she does it or how it works. And her voice can fuck you up. Anything else? Extreme strength and speed? Why the fuck aren't we worried about this thing attacking my team? Okay, but how can you be sure that it's starving? 3 months? You fucking kidding me? You let this thing live in total containment breach for 3 damn months? Stuck in here, uh-huh. Sealed building so you're sure it can't get out. Only way to make sure it's weak enough to recontain. Sounds fucking promising. So what do we do if this thing has eaten? Fuck. Guess we better hope she hasn't eaten. Yeah, Nguyen, I saw the blast-sealed containment doors. And the dossier said Command had checked them previously. The place was sealed up tight. Command... You're saying there's no way she could have found food? Alright, fan out. Let's find this fucking thing. You heard Command, you know the game. Goal is to secure and contain. We lock her down with the high-dose trank shots, get her into the portable restraints, and let cleanup bag her, tag her, and take her home. Follow protocol. I want to hear those check-ins every 30 seconds, like clockwork. No surprises. You radio as soon as you see anything. God knows we won't be able to hear her with the damn headphones. Alright, I'm seeing something. This thing has definitely been active in my zone. May need to converge, boys. Let's wait it out. Clear comms! Jones, report! All units to Jones' location! Move! Move! What? The fuck? The fuck is that? Boom!